This is HealthWise Radio. Herbal remedies, vitamins and supplements, diet, fitness, heart health and more. Brought to you by HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland. Now here's your host, Julie Beaver.
Good morning and welcome to our show today. And Happy New Year out there to everyone. 2021 is finally upon us. I know a lot of us have been looking forward to a brand new year. We want to get rid of that old one and start fresh. It's a great thing to do, but just keep in mind we are still in lockdown here in Ontario. HealthWise has reduced hours again. We are now open Monday to Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We offer curbside pickup, online shopping with free delivery at a certain purchase point, and we do offer certain free delivery within our local Welland area. We are open for shoppers. We ask you to obey all of the social distancing rules and please wear your mask. It is mandatory at the Seaway Mall. On our show today, we've got a great guest for you. We're talking with Dr. Kate Rayom. We're going to be talking about blood sugar balance. This is a fabulous topic because this is a super important issue facing so many of our listeners, customers, and our family members today. Dr. Kate Rayom graduated from McMaster University. She completed her professional training at the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine in Toronto, class of 2002. She followed with a two-year residency during which she taught classes, supervised at various teaching clinics. She's a wonderful sought-after guest on shows like ours and others across Canada. Good morning, Dr. Kate.
Good morning, Julie.
And a Happy New Year to you. This is my first fresh show of 2021. Thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome. Hey, we made it to 2021. That's got to be a good thing.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And for many of us, you know, we're just so happy to get here and we're still in a very weird phase. So I just encourage people to respect others, you know, just do practice what they're telling us to do. We don't want to have any confrontation or issues at the store. We just want to be open to service our customers. So, Dr. Kate, I hope you and your family are doing well, and we're going to be talking about blood sugar and blood sugar balance. Mm-hmm. We often hear these words, but some of us don't even know what exactly is blood sugar.
Well, you know, when we hear blood sugar, we may, first of all, think diabetes and, I'm not diabetic, so this doesn't apply to me. But in fact, everybody has, of course, sugar in their blood. We need that to live. And whenever we eat, the sugar and carbohydrates from our food is transformed into sugar, which is absorbed into our blood and circulates and then eventually needs to be sent to various organs and tissues to help provide energy for us. But when blood sugar levels fluctuate too much, it affects every aspect of our well-being, our mood, our energy, whether we have cravings, even in fact how well we sleep at night. So even if you're not diabetic, if you're carrying extra weight, especially around the belly, or if you're having cravings, especially for sweet foods, either in the afternoon or evening, or even, you know, if you're not sleeping well, then you may have and likely have blood sugar problems. And it's worth, you know, paying attention to simple things we can do to correct that.
Okay. So, Dr. Kate, I'm not sure that we would really know if it is, but what is considered normal blood sugar level?
So, you know, blood sugar levels, when we talk about testing them in the blood and seeing a result like that, that is usually done with a fasting blood sugar test. Everybody will get this usually with an annual checkup, although a lot of people aren't doing those right now. But say an annual blood sugar checkup where you have fasted overnight and then had that tested in the morning, and you want that blood sugar to be under a certain level, typically under 6 is the, you know, the level we look at to be considered normal. But again, that is just one snapshot of what your blood sugar looks like in a given moment in time after not having eaten. What's more important and what is often not measured is what your blood sugar is doing throughout the day, what your blood sugar is doing in response to the foods you've eaten. Is it going up very high and then dropping very low? Is it up and down throughout the day? And that is often not measured. And that fasting blood sugar that we see in the morning, by the time that becomes abnormal, there may be years or even a decade of this fluctuating blood sugar or abnormal blood sugar throughout the day that wasn't seen on the blood tests.
Okay. Yeah, and it's not very often that we're going to be doing blood tests. So, Dr. Kate, what are the signs and symptoms of an unbalanced blood sugar that we can sort of pick up on and be aware of before there's a huge issue?
These are more of a functional approach to paying attention to how you feel and how some of these symptoms may be caused or triggered by fluctuating blood sugar levels. So if you're feeling tired immediately or sometime after you eat, for example, that can be related to blood sugar that has gone up and then down very quickly, especially if your meal, snack, or breakfast in particular has had high glycemic index foods, and we can talk about those a little bit later, what those foods are. Unfortunately, they're common breakfast foods. Cravings for sweets, especially in the afternoon, that 3 o'clock energy slump and craving for a muffin and a coffee to pick you up and keep you going. Cravings for more foods or whether they're sweet or salty or just not being able to stop eating after supper is often a sign that blood sugar is fluctuating. Of course, excess cravings for sweet foods at any time. Most of us want a little bit of something sweet, maybe after a meal is not uncommon. But if you have to have that sweet thing daily or nightly is another one. And for some people, not everybody, but for some people, waking up in the middle of the night can be a sign. Blood sugar has dipped too low while sleeping. So these are some of the signs. And as I mentioned before, a key one is carrying excess weight around the abdomen. That abdominal fat is usually triggered by or exacerbated by or all tied up with this blood sugar issue.
Okay. Now, why should we be concerned about blood sugar balance? What are these issues? What are the side effects of, fluctuations, right? It can be high, it can be low. What is the side effect of the unbalanced blood sugar?
So high blood sugar in terms of diabetes, we all know, is extremely problematic, can have lots of long-term complications in terms of the functioning of every organ in the body, the kidneys, the livers, the eyes. Diabetes uncontrolled is the leading cause of blindness, avoidable, preventable adult onset blindness. But even for people who are not diabetic, again, we hear blood sugar, we think diabetes and I don't have it. But among non-diabetics, those people who have higher blood sugar levels have, for example, greater risk of dementia over time. So it really affects the brain and impact how the brain can work and brain health over time, as well as cardiovascular health, heart health. Sugar and high sugar levels is a much bigger culprit or component to cardiovascular health than salt or fat. There's no doubt about that.
Okay. Wow, it's such a big topic, and I find people get so confused. Like you said, if they're not dealing with diabetes, why should we care, right?
Exactly. I'm not diabetic, it's not a problem. But again, by the time that blood test in the morning or that fasting blood test shows abnormal, there have been blood sugar problems for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. And I find once you kind of get a more stable blood sugar, you can really start to see the symptoms that you were having that you were really ignoring.
Yes. So, for example, we talk about cravings. People think, if I just stop snacking at nighttime, I could lose some weight, or even just weight loss. Don't think of weight loss as the challenge. Think of that excess weight as a symptom of a blood sugar problem. Once you get the blood sugar under control, you'll find those cravings just go away. You don't have to rely on willpower. And then that abdominal fat starts to shrink. So it really is, if you address the sugar first, then the other things follow quite easily. So we just have to shift our goals a little bit.
Okay, excellent. If you're just tuning into our show today, this is the HealthWise Show. HealthWise is located in the Seaway Mall in Welland. We are open right now in our lockdown phase, Monday to Saturday, 10 to 5, and Sunday, 12 to 4. Please respect others, wear your mask, and you can also arrange curbside pickup or delivery. On our show today, we're talking with Dr. Kate Rayome, and we're talking about blood sugar balance. Now, Dr. Kate, I know a lot of, for me, understanding and getting a grip on my blood sugar became understanding carbohydrates and sugar. It's very confusing for people. Now, we know sugar, but what about carbohydrates? How do carbohydrates affect blood sugar?
Mm-hmm. So beyond the obvious foods that contain sugar, you know, the donuts and muffins and cookies and sweet drinks, for example, that's where a lot of people get a sugar in their diet. Mm-hmm. There are certain carbohydrates, typically these are grain-based foods, that mm-hmm. have a high glycemic index. In other words, our body will convert these into sugar and it treats them as sugar. So, for example, a piece of white bread has a higher glycemic index. In other words, it will be converted to sugar, which hits the bloodstream and jacks up your blood sugar more quickly than a teaspoon of straight sugar.
Okay, that's
so
interesting.
So the white flour in particular, and especially very finely ground flour, and people say, well, in that case, choose whole wheat. But in mm-hmm. many cases, so-called whole wheat is just plain old white flour with a smattering of bran added back into it. And it doesn't make any difference. In fact, the glycemic index of your standard sliced white bread and whole wheat bread is pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you want to look instead for slow carbs. And you don't necessarily have to go low carb, although that works for some people. But mm-hmm. slow carbs means these foods get slowly converted into sugar. Things like lentils, even sweet potatoes, some people can manage that. And these kinds of more whole, unprocessed foods that are, yes, lower in carbohydrate, but also mm-hmm. the carbohydrates that are in there are tempered with lots of fiber, and then they convert more slowly to sugar.
Okay. That's, you know, it's so interesting because I did adopt a keto diet to try and get my weight under control, and I found I felt really good. And people will say, well, you have to eat carbs to survive. I do. I just don't eat those high glycemic grain carbs. Like, Dr. Kate, vegetables are carbohydrates, aren't they? Even the zucchinis and the lettuces, right?
Sure. They all have a little bit of carbohydrate in them. And mm-hmm. And yes, you're right. The keto diet is very popular. That's considered to be an extremely low carbohydrate diet. And that's very helpful for a lot of people, specifically for these reasons that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Of course, it's not for everybody. And even though I tend to follow something along those lines during the day, I always have some carbohydrates with my supper.
Yeah.
It helps me sleep better.
Okay.
So it's not an all or nothing kind of situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because not all carbohydrates are evil. So again, what are some of those gold stars of carbs that you would suggest adding to the diet and you know, those Fs, again, that we should maybe strongly avoid?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, in terms of good carbs, like as I said, I call them slow carbs instead of low carbs. These are the lentils, the legumes, you know, chickpeas, beans. Mm-hmm. These kinds of foods will keep the blood sugar typically very stable because of their high fiber content. And depending on the individual, some people can tolerate more, a little bit more carbohydrate from fruits.
Yeah.
Berries, they're pretty low in sugar actually to begin with, but
my favorite
fruits that people can handle, and they will provide a little bit of carbohydrate that doesn't cause the blood sugar to skyrocket.
Okay. And those that are sort of, they're really rotten on our blood sugar, the Fs, the complete fails, what are those?
Yes. So those are, of course, the white flour, processed flour, even so-called whole wheat. If it's flour, it's quite refined. And that comes in so many different forms, whether it's cookies and breads and bagels or waffles or pancakes. And notice, as all these things are common breakfast foods, and cereal quite processed. And so that makes a big impact in terms of how we're starting our day.
Okay. Yeah, and it just, if we start it that way, it sort of ends up for a bad roller coaster ride for the whole day.
Yes, that is a really important thing, is what we eat at the beginning of the day really mm-hmm. sets the tone for blood sugar for the rest of the day. So if you want to balance your blood sugar, rethink what you're eating for breakfast.
Okay. What are some good options? I like to start with scrambled eggs. I throw anything in there, spinach, feta cheese, onions. Like I just scramble everything into those eggs.
Yeah, eggs are a fantastic way to start the day. Mm-hmm. A couple of whole eggs, include that yolk in there. Scrambled is nice. An omelet, you can put lots of stuff in there. I often have just a couple of hard or even soft-boiled eggs, depending on the day. Or if you're not into eggs or you don't have those few minutes to cook them, then a Greek, full-fat Greek yogurt. Again, we're looking at fat and protein. You can throw some nuts and seeds in there. Smoothies, of course, give an opportunity to put fat, fiber, and protein all in one quick, you know, way to start the day. And or leftovers, dinner leftovers from the night before. If you can wrap your mind around it, that leftover beef stir fry or whatever makes a wonderful breakfast.
Oh, gosh. I wake up and find my son eating pork chops all the time, let me tell you. That's great. So, you know, we've got these great ideas for positive food choices. What steps and positive lifestyle choices, Dr. Kate, can we make to keep a happy blood sugar level?
Well, of course, exercise. That will help us regulate our blood sugar levels and will help us, you know, burn up, of course, some excess energy or excess carbohydrate that we may have in our system, and helps to regulate our blood sugars. That's important. One, avoiding stress. Stress can increase our cortisol levels, and that will encourage higher blood sugar levels because that cortisol, those stress hormones, maintain high blood sugar. So those are two big ones to help, you know, round out a whole approach to, you know, maintaining stable blood sugar.
Mm-hmm. So making those positive food choices, getting exercise, and avoiding this chronic constant stress that some of us is under. And maybe getting rid of that stress might involve making better food choices and getting some exercise.
Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, every time our blood sugar plummets, our body will produce adrenaline. So in fact, just fluctuating blood sugar itself is adding stress to our system.
Okay. Wow. It's such an interesting cycle that goes on in our body. If you're just tuning into the show, this is the HealthWise Show. The HealthWise Show is on every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. On our show today, we're talking with Dr. Kate Raume. We've been talking about blood sugar and how to get a better balance of it. Dr. Kate, we're both pro-supplementation for keeping good health. Let's talk about natural supplements that stand out for keeping good sugar balance. Good blood sugar balance. What are some that kind of stand out for you?
The very first one that comes to mind is PGX. This is a combination of three natural soluble fibers that is often marketed for weight loss because, yes, these fibers, when you can include them, either sprinkle them onto your food or take them in a capsule or soft gel form with a little bit of water, will fill you up and make you feel full, so you want to eat less. And so, you know, that's why it works on that level. But the key thing that the PGX fiber will do is also slow the absorption of sugar into the bloodstream. And so that effectively lowers the glycemic index of any food you're eating because you're absorbing sugar from that food more slowly. This, in turn, stabilizes blood sugar, lowers insulin levels, helps with then very quickly reducing cravings that are associated with blood sugar. It's quite amazing how quickly that works, and you can notice that. And and it's one that has been subject to tons of clinical research in terms of its benefits for blood sugar, weight loss, cholesterol, since those things are all tied together. And that is, you know, a top choice for people who are looking to quickly either eliminate cravings, stabilize blood sugar, or, you know, lose some weight.
Yeah. And it's important that you mention that because we often see, and I got to be honest with you, I'm probably presented with 150 diet pills every month to purchase. And there's no clinical research on a lot of things out there. You mentioned a big factor. There is a lot of research done on PGX products. We know that they work, right?
Yes. And people can find that research if they're interested at the PGX website, which is pgx.com. And it lists all of the many, many trials looking at so many different aspects of how it works, what it does. You know, of course, the clinical trials are what most people care about. And those are primarily focused on weight loss. But again, that weight loss effect, in my estimation, is secondary to this blood sugar control.
Yeah, the more I learn about blood sugar and the effect, for, like you said, from everywhere, from the brain on down through the body, it's just so important to really pay attention to it.
Yes. You know, I mentioned earlier how high blood sugar levels are a risk factor for dementia, even among non-diabetics. Mm-hmm. And certainly that is my driving factor for watching my carbohydrate intake and keeping my blood sugar stable, is because I've got a family history of Alzheimer's. I want to prevent that. So I'm keeping an eye on my blood sugar for my brain health.
Okay, excellent. Now, Dr. Kate, there's a supplement I'm seeing more and more these days, and it's called berberine. And it's in the Wellbutrin diabetic line, or blood sugar line, and we're seeing it from other suppliers as well. What is berberine? And is this a hot one for blood sugar?
It is, and for good reason. And this is one really people, I think more people should know about. So berberine is a naturally occurring active ingredient in a number of plants, botanical medicines that have a long history of use, things like golden seal, Oregon grape, for example. But this active ingredient has been used for a number of health conditions. Again, lots of research behind this. Mm-hmm. And it is commonly taken orally for high blood sugar conditions, diabetes, for example, high levels of cholesterol. And berberine works it's a unique mechanism of action that it seems to flip the switch of our metabolism, which is an enzyme called AMPK. And that really has a lot of benefits in the body. And in fact, it seems to mimic the effects of what happens when we fast. There's a lot of talk now about fasting, intermittent fasting. But when you fast, you turn on this AMPK enzyme, and that's what berberine does.
And oh, wow.
So it really has some amazing effects in terms of its mechanisms and its actions in the body.
Okay, it's really interesting, and I've had such testimonials from people on this particular one, of supplements that come and go through the years, 30 years of doing this. I'm really, really happy with the feedback. Cinnamon, another super favorite spice in my life. I love this stuff. This is also something people are really raving about. What does this do for our blood sugar?
Yeah, simple cinnamon. It's a herb that pretty much everybody will have in their cupboard. Mm-hmm. Although, in other words, to get the best blood sugar benefits from it, you need to do a little bit more than sprinkle it on your food or have it in something sweet, which is unfortunately how we usually have it. But
Cinnamon
has its own effects on blood sugar, and specific water-soluble extracts of cinnamon have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar and minimize high blood sugar levels. And that is a complement to standard blood sugar management techniques, and it's also available in supplemental form in this Wellbutrin line, as you mentioned. And it's a nice choice for people who are looking for a natural way to get a handle on their blood sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like that you have the supplement. I know a lot of people try to sprinkle it on every day, but we don't always be consistent every day. So it's nice to have that capsule supplement as a backup when we're dealing with trying to constantly balance our blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Kate, many people listening may already be dealing with medication for blood sugar. They can still make positive changes to help balance it even naturally, though, can't they?
Very much so. And that's a good point, because I feel like there's lots of people who think, well, you know, I'm already taking my medication, so there's not much else I can do. Certainly if you are taking insulin for your blood sugar, you need to start slowly and work ideally in conjunction with your doctor and continue to test your blood sugar throughout the day and monitor how you react to any changes in diet or any supplementation. However, the idea is to minimize the amount of insulin that you need to be injecting. That's important for everyone and to maintain a really close look at that. But the majority of people we're talking about who have blood sugar issues are not on insulin. And whether they are on medication or not, they can benefit from nutrients as well as, of course, different food choices that will help control blood sugar better.
Okay. Yeah. And when you're trying to balance these drugs and supplementation, it's just really important to keep a good relationship with your naturopath or your family doctor, or even your pharmacist can be a really good, helpful hand in this, right?
Definitely.
Okay, excellent. Dr. Kate, it's been so much fun talking to you today about blood sugar. I think it's a super important topic. I didn't even realize how much it affected me until I actually finally got a grasp of it. So thank you so much for helping us understand exactly what it is and exactly what we can do to keep a healthier body.
You're welcome. You know, as I said, it's such an important aspect of health that affects us all, even though we're not aware of it. So if you're anybody who is struggling with cravings or weight loss, switching gears and focusing on blood sugar may find that those concerns simply sort of resolve as a secondary effect to getting the blood sugar in check.
Okay. And again, where can we learn more about PGX and some of the other natural remedies we spoke about today?
Mm-hmm. PGX has its own website, which is pgx.com, and many of the other things that we spoke about, like the items in the WellBedX line, you can find out more about those at www.naturalfactors.com.
Okay, excellent. Natural Factors has such a great website and such a great reference for helping people understand supplements. They're also a great Canadian company, so get out and support your Canadian manufacturers. Get out and support your local stores. Come into HealthWise and pick up a copy of Women's Voice. Dr. Kate, you've got some great articles in our latest issue. Thank you so much. I loved your article on the secret of DNA and telomeres. That's fabulous. So I encourage everyone to grab a copy. If they can't get in to grab a copy, Dr. Kate, is the Women's Voice online somewhere?
It is, yes. Women'sVoiceMagazine.com. They also have a wonderful presence in terms of social media, Instagram, for example. And so you can check out some of the articles and even the amazing new front cover. The January cover is fantastic. And get the information that's inside.
Okay, excellent. And you can also check out HealthWise. We've got our Natural Factors flyer loaded. Amazing savings for all of month of January, so check that out. You can come in store Monday to Saturday, 10 to 5, Sunday, 12 to 4. You can also arrange curbside pickup or shop online for delivery. Again, that flyer goes till the end of January. I'd like to thank Dr. Kate for joining us today and help us to understand blood sugar. For all of our listeners out there, I wish you a very healthy and happy day.
HealthWise Radio with Julie Beaver, brought to you by HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland. Contact Julie at 905-735-4490. Toll free at 1-888-889-7444 or healthwiseonline.com.